What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about when you ask a narcissist what they love about you. What do narcissists love about you? Y'all, stay tuned to the end to find out why. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So welcome back, folks. Yes. If you really want to test a narcissistic person and be safe about it, of course, ask them that one simple question. Ask them what they love about you. Hey, babe, what do you love about me? A lot of them will become dismissive, right? A lot of them will become dismissive and think that you're joking. Why are you asking me that question? What's wrong with you? Why the hell, then some of them might get mad. Imagine asking somebody what they love about you, and then they get angry. Because you know why? Because they don't have anything prepared. They're not ready for that question. They think it's a question that you set, like you're trying to set them up for failure. So some of them will get angry, but simply with you asking the question. Just like, yeah, literally, all you have to do is ask, what do you love about me? And a lot of times you'll get a crazy ass reaction from this toxic narcissistic person that you didn't expect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, in this within this relationship dynamic, it happens so much. It really, really does. Because you'll be doing one thing with a narcissistic person, and then you could be having a great night, and just ask them, like, "Hey, babe, what do you love about me? Hey, honey, what do you love about me?" And see what they say. Watch their body language. Watch their micro expressions. Some of them will, like I said, some of them will absolutely get angry and get upset the fact that you are questioning their love. Why are you questioning my love for you? Well, do I not do enough for you? You gotta ask me this question. And that should tell you everything that you need to know right there, y'all. So many people ask me, do narcissists love you? How do you know if a narcissist loves you or not? You know, ask them. Ask them what they love about you. Go directly to the source. You know, you want real, authentic Fiji water? You gotta go to Fiji to get the water. You know, you see what I'm saying? You want the authentic Fiji water? You got to go to Fiji. That's what you have to do sometimes. So that's why I tell people within these spaces and these dynamics, this is how it goes. This is the process right here. It really, really is. Like, you have to go directly to the source. Ask them. Because people ask me, like, do narcissists love you? I tell them, yeah, some narcissists can absolutely love you. But what do they love about you? Because when you ask them this question, a lot of them will get defensive. Some of them will get quiet. Some of them will just ignore the question totally and reflect it back to you. You know what? I got one better for you. What do you love about me? And then if you give them an answer, they'll just mirror back your answer to you. Yep, all those same things. I love that same thing about you. They don't have I'm just telling you, they don't have words to describe it. They don't have words to describe it. And those that do answer the question, be prepared. You know, be prepared, like from The Lion King. Those that do answer the question, y'all already know where I'm going with this. If you ask your partner what they love about you, what do you think they would say? Do they love you? What do they love about you? What do you think they would say? A lot of times in this situation, when you ask a narcissist what they love about you, it's going to be something that benefits them directly. What they love about you is going to be something that is in the direct benefit to them. It's going to benefit them. I talked to a woman this morning, and she said she asked her partner that, and he's like, I love the way you bring me coffee in the morning. What? I love the fact that you're always there for me. What? I love the fact that you're so forgiving and kind and you give me more chances. What? They are going to love something about you that is in direct benefit to them. Now, this is the question you have to ask yourself. Is that love for you? Is that love for you right there? If you ask somebody, do they love you? And they give you an answer that involves something that benefits them directly. Is that love to you? Because most people will say, no, hell no, that ain't love. You know, that's not even like, that's not even lust. You know, that's something that's directly beneficial to them. So no, I don't think they love me or care about me. How are they treating you? Seriously. What do you love about me, babe? I love the fact that you pick me up from work sometimes. I love the fact that you built me up from nothing. I love the fact that you make me look good. Or they'll start saying physical things, describing your physical features. I love the way the cheeks clap. I love the way you smile at me. I love the fact that you're beautiful. You know, you look good on my arm. Again, all that type of stuff is physical stuff. It's not emotional. It's not a deep connection. And it's also directly beneficial to them in their own personal image, how they themselves are viewed. So when you ask a narcissist what they love about you, this is something you have to consider right here. You know, because if you ask yourself, what do you love about the narcissistic person in your life? Ask yourself, what do you love about them? What answers are you given? You know, what answers are you given? Is it something that's directly beneficial to you? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's going to be. But a lot of times it's going to be some deep emotional stuff. I love the way that we can laugh and joke. And I love the fact that, you know, you'll get deep. You'll get a lot deeper than they will. They'll get surface level. You know, I just love you. Is that too much to say? I mean, is it not enough for you just for me to love you? You know, I love you. I just love you. They'll say stuff like that. But this is the question you ask yourself. You ask yourself, what do you love about them? If their question is hard to answer, then you also have your answer. You see, I know back in the beginning, there was a lot of love. You could have described it easily, couldn't you? But right now, with the way you're being treated, the reason you're watching this video, ask yourself that question. And if that question is tough to answer, then it's something you have to ask. It's something you have to like think about. You might not love them anymore. You might just be trauma bonded to them. Yeah, you might not actually love the person that you're with anymore. And this is not me trying to tell everybody to leave, but this is a question you have to ask yourself. Do you want to live in a loveless marriage or a loveless situation for an extended period of time, for longer? Some people will say, yeah, just, you know, my life is comfortable. I like my life. Other than that, my life is fine. To me, I'm not judging anybody. That's how you want to live your life. Live your life. That's, you know, for something that works for one person might not work for another person. But when you ask a narcissist that question, they typically, like I said, they might not have that. They're not going to give you the answer that you want. You know, a lot of times you might end up angry at the answers that you get. You know, I love the way you when you strip down, you smile at me. You know, you let me know that you still want me. Let me know that I still got it. You know, I love the way you get a little jealous sometimes. I'm telling you, that's the type of stuff that they're going to do. But you got to be prepared for that. Like, don't overreact. I'm just, y'all, don't have a negative emotional reaction, because that's what they want. Some of them will bait you with their answers and then start an argument. You know, don't you start an argument, because it devolves into an argument sometimes because you don't get the answer that you want. You know, and you react a certain type of way. That's it. You just love the way my cheeks clap. What? Yeah, I mean, that's not enough. And then you'll get angry. You see, can be prepared to control your reactions. And of course, if you're going to ask your partner this question, make sure that you use discretion, because some people will get angry. You know, some people will get angry. Some people will try to hurt you. Again, some people will lash out on you and rage out on you. But also, those are answers to your questions. Their reactions are answers to your questions as well, y'all. Because a lot of times narcissists don't really know how to express love or how to give love. So they're all about the physical stuff. This is a lot of times it's going to be surface level things. So the things that they love about you is going to be physical, surface level. A lot of times they might have a feeling or two, but they don't know how to describe it. A lot of narcissists don't know how to describe their feelings. So they'll be giving you weird answers and things of that nature to questions that you ask. So you have to be prepared for that as well. It's just like, it's a different life to live. in these situations right here. It really, really is. So you have to be prepared when you ask this question to maybe not get the answer that you want. Because I'm telling you, some of these narcissistic people are going to go above and beyond in order to hurt your feelings and whatnot. They're going to do the type of stuff. It really is. Kingston. Sorry, y'all. Get her bottle too. That's the way it goes, y'all. So if you're dealing with toxic, narcissistic people, just be prepared to not get the answer that you might actually be looking for. Close the door. But that happens. My son and y'all will get ready to leave. But that's just be prepared, y'all. I'm telling you, just be prepared. Because a lot of times it's going to be something in direct benefit to them. Or it's going to be something stupid and it's going to make you mad. Though I say, if you're going to ask this question, you don't really even have to ask this question. You can answer it yourself. What do they love about me? And you can answer it yourself sometimes. It's probably, I'm just telling you, the answers to these questions are probably going to hurt y'all. It's probably going to hurt. So just be prepared to be hurt too in these situations. Because like, very rarely are you going to leave with a smile on your face when you realize that the person that you're asking this question to loves can only express and verbalize the love that you, the things that you do for them as love. And what they love about you. I just love the fact that you give me gifts on my birthday. Love the fact that you're a good mom. You take a lot off my plate. Love the fact that you're a good dad and you take a lot. I'm just saying, y'all, just be prepared because some of this stuff might rattle you. I just want y'all to be prepared. Anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing. Had a great first support group meeting. If y'all interested in joining my support group, the link is in the description and description of every video and podcast that I do. I have many courses as well. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids, but remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.